It was a young, real young man.
No, well, you can go ahead. It doesn't matter.
Oh, but that's all right. Go ahead.
I mean, because there's one. Well, anyway, they like to have just free conversation on things. Anyway, sometimes people say things in conversation that they come up that you might not be able to elicit naturally and that kind of stuff. But nobody. If people stop to pay attention to these things, they'd be loose in their minds. Mm-hmm. Oh, but there was no tears. Okay, if a man had promised a woman that he would marry her, and then instead he ran off and married somebody else, what would they say he did to her?
Jailed her.
And if he didn't jail her, you'd say they went ahead and got
married.
At a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the
best man.
And the girl that stands up with the bride is the
maid of honor.
Have you ever heard of people serenading people or making a lot of noise or something when people got married, coming to their house or anything? You ever heard of chivalry?
No.
Now, if you were talking about a person who lived in a place south of here, like Chattanooga, you'd say that person lived
south of here.
But if you were saying they lived in Chattanooga, would you ever say down in Chattanooga? Do you use down and up?
Yeah. I say downtown and uptown.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I say Bill's parents lived down in Chattanooga. I don't think I say that.
Okay, do you use it that way?
Yeah, now, I say they live down in Pikeville.
Okay, then you'll use it in terms mm-hmm. of elevation rather than terms of direction.
Direction, right.
Okay, and if a person lived on a mountain, would you say they
live up on the mountain.
Okay, okay. Now, in terms of your neighborhood, if a person lived that way, you'd say they lived, would you use up and down the street?
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
You'd say,
that's down the street.
Okay.
And this is up
okay.
the street.
Another way of saying, instead of saying like the entire group, you might say the
whole.
When people play rock and roll music, a lot of times they like to
dance.
And if children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you say that at 3 o'clock school does what?
Lets out or turns out is over.
Okay. After the summer is over, kids begin to ask, when does school
begin? Start.
Okay, if a child left home in the morning to go to school but didn't show up, you would say the child
played hooky.
And they go to school in order
skip
school, you know that mm-hmm. one too. They go to school in order to get an
education.
And after high school, you go on to
college.
And after kindergarten, you go into the
first grade.
And children in school, they sit out. They sit at
desks.
And one would be a
desk.
Okay, a building, especially for books, is called a
library.
You mail a package at the
post office.
You stay overnight. Well, especially in the old days, you stay overnight in a strange town at a
hotel.
Mm-hmm.
First
camp.
The place where you would see a movie would be called a
movie theater or a show or a theater.
You have a
picture show sometimes.
Picture show, yeah. You have an operation in the
hospital.
And a man or a woman who, well, not a doctor, but a man or woman who just looks after you.
Nurse.
Okay, you catch a train at the
train station, depot.
Mm-hmm. Would you call it a rail, if you're using
railway station?
Okay, railway.
Mm-hmm.